Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, well, it is Relay for Life season, and this time around we're talking Relay for Life of Ogemaw County with Vicki Barnes. How are you today, Vicki?
I'm doing awesome, Kevin. How about you?
I'm doing great myself. It is a busy time for Relay for Lifers, and no exceptions in Ogemaw County. You guys are getting geared up for Relay, which is coming up very soon.
Yes, it's Saturday, July the 18th.
Yeah.
And that's not this weekend, but the next. So it's coming right up, and we're really excited about all the different teams we have and all the fun we're going to have fighting cancer.
Boy, no doubt. Now, when does it start on the 18th?
It starts at noon, and it runs until midnight, and that's a new format for us. I know a lot of different teams are doing that this year around the country. We've listened to some of the needs of our teams and the community businesses that, the time constraints in the summer in northern Michigan, we have a lot going on.
Boy, no
doubt. And so by breaking it down to a 12-hour event instead of a 24-hour, it seems to be helping to get some more teams involved and for people to be able to come out and spend some time with us without using all their time up on the weekends in the summertime. So
yeah,
we're going to try that this year, and it's working out for other relays, and we're looking forward to doing the noon to midnight here in West Branch as well.
Now, it's 12 hours instead of 24, but all of the same great things that make up a Relay for Life are going to be there, right?
Yeah, it's packed, and there's not going to be any time for sitting around.
Yeah.
And we'll be walking and laughing and having a good time and fighting cancer and celebrating our survivors, and there's just a lot of things going on throughout the day. We start our opening ceremony at noon with Merrily Entertainment, who is singing our national anthem. They're members of the Michigan Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And so they'll be here, so that'll be fun. You probably already know that.
That's right. Well, and I got the chance to meet them when we had our big round table there in West Branch.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
yes you did. We were so glad to have you here, too, in West Branch. We love our town. We're glad that you're promoting it. And that brings up a point that people go all over the state to go to different relays, so we want to invite the listeners to come on over to Ogemaw County and check out our relay. I know you guys just had one last week,
right,
and you're airing at counties this week, so you can travel around to different relays and, get a sticker or something that says you've been to 8 million relays this summer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as we mentioned, plenty of entertainment, I would imagine, at Irons Park there in West Branch, plus, all the traditional events that make up Relay.
Right, because we have the Survivor Celebration this year is at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we are at Irons Park, right downtown West Branch. Our beautiful park is a great spot for our relay. And we have a Survivor Celebration and dinner and Survivor Lap, and that starts at 5 o'clock. And all survivors are welcome, even if they haven't registered. If you know of someone who's a survivor, we want to support our survivors. That's what we relay for.
Right.
And we're going to give them a free T-shirt, a meal, lots of support and love. And they can walk in the moment of the relay starts. They walk in at 4:58, and we'll get them in the Survivor Celebration dinner and the lap. So we want people to know that if they have survivors in their family or work co-workers or anything, please have them come. We want to celebrate them.
Indeed. The survivor, as you mentioned, at 5, and then later in the evening, the Luminaria ceremony, I would imagine.
Yes, 10 o'clock is our Luminaria ceremony. That's always a highlight of our event, of every relay event, where we can honor and celebrate and remember those who are fighting the battle and winning, and those who have not won the battle, and we're want them to know we're thinking of them as well. We have lots of music in the evening at 7 p.m. Gene Kelly and Friends Music. They're members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. You met them.
I did, yes.
They'll be there. Yep, they'll be there singing. And then we have a great harmony music group called Lighthearted, and they'll be singing us into the Luminaria at 9.
Okay.
So that will be a fun group, too. And Little Miss Relay comes on at 4 p.m., and all the little girls from 4 to 8 are raising money now and at the event, and the most money wins the crown and the title, but they all get some type of a gift. So, if anybody's interested in that, they can contact me, and I can get them the information to do that, too.
All right, very good. Well, it's going on Saturday, July 18th at Irons Park in West Branch. It is Relay for Life of Ogemaw County. And, Vicki, we went through things pretty quick. If they want more information about what's going to be happening out at Irons Park, how do they get more info?
They can call me. It's 989-312-0886. And I would love to talk with them and see how we can help them be involved or learn more about our relay and any relay.
Very good. Ogemaw County's Relay for Life, Saturday, July 18th, Irons Park in West Branch, beginning at noon. And Vicki Barnes, Vicki, we appreciate your time today to give us an update, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Okay, thanks so much, Kelvin. We appreciate it.